puta, mija.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show in late night. Welcome back to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show in late night. For you, by us, Bro Talk, we always on the market. Your main man, Jason, fresh off of vacation. You like the way I did that? That was nice. Let's kick it over to my man, Dex. What up, bro?
Dexter Stuckey here. This ain't Texas. This is Bro Talk Live. We're back for another season. Super excited to be here. I think we're going to have an amazing season, but I will say, have you guys ever oil pulled before? Like, do you guys do that, oil pulling?
Oil pulling?
Yeah. Oil pulling, yes.
What is that?
So I oil pulled today before the show, and my head is like,
switch it around.
Yes.
You do what?
I'm sorry, what is it?
You switch around.
It's a teeth thing.
Oh, up in that, in that face, up in that mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Explain it for people who do not know what's happening.
Everybody knows what it is except for you.
Oil pulling.
Yeah.
But what are you talking
about? You just switch coconut oil around in your mouth for like 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then spit it into the trash can, not your drain.
Why?
It's really good for your teeth. Get some white, you know.
Oh, okay. Where are you guys hearing about this? What community is this? The TikTok?
The teeth community.
Yeah, it's a teeth thing. I guess you wouldn't understand.
Okay, yeah. I guess I wouldn't. Oil pulling. Learn something new. So what about it? You got a headache?
I did it right before the show today, and like the way you have to do it or whatever, if you really get intense with it, like it really makes you have like a pounding headache. My head is pounding right now.
Okay, why do you look like a pimp from the 1970s?
Well, I figured I'm never going to get to wear this coat again. So I'm going to get at least another usage out of it. So I figured I'd just wear it on the show because when else am I going to wear it?
Yeah, I guess. Was it warm? It looks a little warm for the time.
Well, now I'm sweating. So I probably won't make it the full show with this on.
Kata God, welcome back to the show. How has the year been so far, 2024?
Oh, 2024 has been quite wonderful for me. It's just been a lot going on, but we're managing, feet on solid ground, all that good stuff.
Okay, great. Tell the people absolutely nothing. Bill, what's going on? How are you, sir?
Glad to be back.
Oh, absolutely. Glad to have you back. Your lighting looks fantastic today. I like the...
I didn't get any such compliments. Like, you said nice things to everyone but me. Did you notice that?
What did you say nice to me?
I don't know. Something about how nice your coat was.
You know.
He told me he looked like a pimp from the 70s.
Yeah, he was very nasty to me.
Well, look, speaking of nasty, we have a very packed show today, and I don't want to be nasty to people's time. People are taking their time to check us out once again, so we want to get them out in a timely fashion. So let's get to the show, right? In other words, shut up.
Politics as usual.
All right. The race is on, guys. And that was very nasty. I'm sorry for telling you guys to shut up. A New York Times poll released last week asked if the 2024 election were held today, who would you vote for? And Trump won this 2024 New York Times Siena poll of registered voters nationwide, 48% to 43%. More from this poll later. But that means that people have a real problem with Biden. And here's some reasons why.
There is some movement. And I don't want to choose my words. There's some movement. There's been a response from the opposition. But yes, I'm sorry, from Hamas.
Not great. And then there's this one that happened a few weeks ago.
And two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America
LLJ Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs. I think he's been. And MC Light, both of you, thank you. Because they're.
that boy?
MC
LLJ Cool. Is he aging like milk? Like, what do you guys think from that first little reaction that you saw from those videos?
I think he's aging like aging.
Okay, that's
he's
fair.
Like at the retire. If you go to the retirement home, you pick a president, and you know they say some things like that boy, and they stumble over their words. Like, this is nothing unusual for an elderly person. It's just you typically wouldn't vote that person in to be president of the United States. I think that's the problem.
Okay. Dex, what you think about President Biden's? You're muted. Sorry, you got to take your little mute off.
I think he's aging like Mitch McConnell. That's what that gives me. Mitch McConnell.
Very nice. Freezing up.
Well, yeah, I got to disagree with Ty too, because Ty said he's aging like how people naturally age, and there is another man who is running for president who is about the same age, and he don't make it.
He don't make it. Okay, we'll see more.
He's on the juice.
In a reassuring update on President Biden's health, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, in his annual physical assessment, declared the 81-year-old leader to be in robust condition, fit to carry out the duties of the presidency, with no new concerns arising during the examination. Biden underwent a thorough neurological exam at Walter Reed Medical Center, revealing no signs of stroke, no neurological disorders, or Parkinson's disease. The medical team actually included two orthopedists, a neurologist, and a physical therapist, ensuring a comprehensive evaluation. Here's footage of Biden walking. This is what concerned a bunch of people before that physical, and people were just wondering how he was able to pass said physical. But I mean, maybe the bar is low. You don't need to be able to physically do a lot of stuff. There have famously been presidents who have been crippled in the White House, so this wouldn't be the first time someone's been immobile.
I mean, we say like a commander in chief, like he's gonna like go to war with the troops or something. He's not gonna do anything but sit in a chair and command,
because he doesn't know that they're there.
He's hobbled. Here's the issue.
No, you didn't like that hobble.
First of all, my knees are already halfway bone to bone, so we're not even going to go.
You're about the same.
Knees are about the same, but the brain is not about the same. Uh-huh. That's the problem. I think part of the issue is that both Donald Trump and current president, soon to be former president, Biden, they're both educated in Jim Crow schools. My brain might be on the way to, you know what? Let's move on. I'm going to have to publish the results of my neurological test.
For real.
These the same doctors that told Trump he was 214 pounds?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, we're not listening to any of that.
In other Biden news, the Biden-Harris administration announced the automatic discharge of $1.2 billion in loans for nearly 153,000 borrowers over President Biden's SAVE plan over the break. So this brings Biden's total up. He's helped, let's see, nearly 4 million borrowers achieve some sort of student loan forgiveness. So that's some encouraging news on the Biden front. And last but not least, Vice President Kamala Harris, undoubtedly with approval from the president, emphasized a dire humanitarian situation in Gaza on Sunday, calling for an immediate ceasefire amid ongoing hostilities between Israel and Hamas. So guys, should Biden be concerned as he enters this election season? Do you think he's in a good place, bad place, okay place? Should he be concerned?
I'm a little more concerned. Pull that graphic of Kamala the Mamala back up, please.
What's wrong with it? What's wrong?
I'm concerned she's calling for a Hamas and got an Israeli ceasefire on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. The scene of Bloody Sunday.
She's fighting for equality.
Okay.
And a symbol for equality, you know?
Okay. She now steps out of the Batcave on the scene of one of the most important important like sites for the blacks.
You don't like that?
Absolutely not. I think it's no. You're not going to get us with those Chucks and Pearls again this time, sister girl.
But she's doing something though that matters at the end of the day, and she's doing it at a place that'll get a lot of attention. So she's bringing attention to it. Isn't that important?
Oh, she's finally doing something of importance, huh? If you all want to know what a vice president does, get on Max and watch Veep. That's what she's been doing the entire year. Entire 4 years, okay, running around with a dysfunctional office and a 90-year-old man who should not be president, because what Walter Reed didn't say about the neurological exam is that naturally the brain deteriorates when you're 600 years old.
Has he eclipsed that?
In Kamala's defense, though, the hair is laid.
It's nice, very nice, very manicured. Ty, how do you feel about? How do you feel about Biden's outlook? You've long been a skeptic of Biden's White House. How do you feel about it?
Long been a skeptic. I think Biden's White House is, I think that he'll still give Trump a run for his money. I don't think that it'll be an easy win for Trump, only because people just don't want the type of politics that he brings. Biden is a little quieter. He's doing the same, I guess, just as well as Trump could do. So I think that he'll still be in the running. I just don't, it's just not in the bag, you know, like because Trump is making a nice little comeback, unfortunately, although he's hilarious. I don't think
we'll see. I mean, he's under federal investigation for like 4 more crimes or 93 more charges, I should say.
Yeah, he's had some wins lately, some losses. It's Donald Trump. It's chaotic. I just don't think we're in that space right now where we want that again. So I don't think Donald Trump will win. I do think Biden will win, but it just I don't know how long he'll last throughout the 4 years. We wish the best. Dex. Long live the king.
How do you feel about it now? You know, go let somebody else do it.
What Tom said. exactly what he said.
All right. Well, now it's time for Trump. This week in Trump. This week in Trump. This week in Trump. This week in Trump. In case you missed it, like I told you guys what happened, Letitia James won her court case against Donald Trump for fraud against the state of New York for a grand total of $464,576,230.62.
Where did that 62 cent come from?
amounts owed. There it go. Right there. She tweeted it. She let everybody know. Okay. But she also decided to add the interest, which ended up being a little bit more than that. The interest piled up to $114,553.04, to bring Trump's total bill to $464,805,336.70. So congratulations to Letitia James for getting that out of Donald Trump. He has appealed. Of course, because that's a lot of money. $464 million just be gone from your bank account. I would try to appeal as well. But, you know, that judgment right now is binding. That might be the reason that Trump was at SneakerCon this past weekend. Did you guys see that?
Oh, absolutely.
Look at this guy.
Jesus.
Quite the crowd, convention center crowd. The shoes.
He walked out there shiny, about to go bowling.
Shiny high tops, gold with an American flag detail on the back. They're being sold as Never Surrender High Tops for $399 on a new website that also sells other Trump-branded shoes called the Red Waves and the POTUS 45s for about $200 each. They also are selling Victory 47 Cologne, and that costs about $99 a bottle. So that's the update on Trump.
Pay them lawyer fee.
Exactly. In other news, in a shocking expose by Rolling Stone, it's been unveiled that during the Trump era, the White House was basically an open pharmacy. A Defense Department report. A Defense Department report revealed that controlled substances such as modafinil, known as the quote-unquote stay awake pill, oh my God, were ordered in the thousands with little oversight. Former officials spilled the beans, admitting these pills were passed around like candy to keep staffers buzzing amid the chaos. And if that wasn't enough, Xanax's, the anxiety crusher, was reportedly as easy to snag as office supplies. It was a prescription free-for-all, raising concerns about addiction and misuse. But the investigation also unearthed sloppy record-keeping and fears of staff therapy sessions being snooped on, painting a picture of a White House high on drama and drugs. And it seems like that doctor may still have Trump's contact info, because this was him at a recent rally.
This is the greatest movement in the history of our country, maybe in the history of any country, even Argentina. They went MAGA. You know Argentina, great guy. He's a big Trump guy. He loves Trump. I love him because he loves Trump. When he called, I took his call. And anybody that loves me, I like them. But he's good. And he's a MAGA guy. But it's a slightly different form of MAGA. He is make Argentina great again. That's pretty good.
He's a great guy. Argentina, great guy.
The entire country? The entire country.
I don't see an issue with the drug thing. That literally sounds like every high school and college campus across the country. Like, that's everybody.
You watch too much Euphoria.
This is what they do. Everybody's on the Xannies.
Passing out Xannies. This is a part deuce from another part of that same press conference or whatever rally he was having. I don't know what he was doing here, but here we go.
Ding. Boom. This is me. I hear. Bing.
That brain is awash in coke. That's what it is.
Yeah, I want some,
Xanax doesn't do that. Xanax is a calmer. Okay, Xanax is for that. That's
anxiety. That's speed or one of them crazy things
that's,
they on.
That's what it's. Speed he on the coke
beans.
That.
He on the beans.
Oh my word!
Or that Adderall. That might be Adderall too.
Adderall don't do that. So
a wash, speed, and Xanax
focuses you right. Like Xanax is for those people that need nerve calmings, right?
Uh huh.
Typically not, but you know. So it right, okay. So it get the calming, it soothes and it slows you on down. That speed, boy, that speed ramp you up something different.
You think that you tell it was a wash? That's what he was?
A wash. I know when speed is afoot, and when he did that little I hear bing speed. Absolutely.
Ding. Boom. This is me. I hear bing.
Like not even words, not even a sentence.
This me, I hear bing.
And the I hear. Part about it, though, he said that, and the crowd still cheered. They cheered for it. They're like, yes, yes, oh my God. So they on the same stuff he on.
They said a wash. I was going to say they on the. Oh, why? Probably tossed them in the crowd.
And I mean a wash. All right, guys, you ready? Here we go.
What did the Trump say? Did the Trump say?
All right, if this is your first time watching the show, we do a segment. We've long done a segment called What Does the Trump Say? Because Trump says ridiculous things, and we try to decipher exactly what he was trying to say before everything went awry. So here we go. What did the Trump say, number one?
Biden border will.
One more time.
Biden border will.
Biden's border will crumble. We missed that last word because we cut it off.
So it is a noun. The whole thing is a noun. I will say that.
So it's one word?
I thought he said something about will.
He sounded German in the beginning, so can you run it back?
Biden border will.
Put your guesses in the comments.
He said we're going to on a border, will. That's what he said.
Okay. On You're saying it's what? That's one word he say?
It's not one word. It's a phrase, but it's a noun.
It sounds
it's not part of a sentence.
I know you said it sounds like it is a noun, but to me it sounds like not a noun. I'm going to go with Sieg Heil because that's what it sounds like.
Okay.
German for hail victory.
Ah, there we go. Any other guesses?
No.
We'll hear it one more time.
I said Biden's border. That's the best I can do.
That's what Eric said as well. Biden's border. Let's hear the full quote. You ready? Any other guesses, Dex? You good?
I guess Biden's border too, but I swear he said Will's name.
Okay, here we go.
Biden border, Will. Well, you know this, right? The Biden border bill.
Oh, I love how he pauses. You know this, right?
He didn't say that the first time. Like, he did not say that the first time. And that's
Biden
why.
Biden border, Will.
Biden border, Will. That CTE is eating up both of them brains, okay?
Biden border, Will. Well, you know this, right? The Biden border bill.
Man. Also, once we're done with these two, we're gonna really end up with like a 35-year-old reckless, ridiculous president.
Yeah. Also, right? You think the drugs was bad? You think the drugs are bad now? You wait till 35-year-old gets in there. It's gonna be weed coming out of the White House. It's gonna be out of control.
I also want to mention he is not 214 pounds. Did you hear how that sigh? How he let out that sigh from that thyroid? He said, Biden border, Will.
Squeezing those breasts out. That they say he wears a girdle, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Absolutely has to.
Okay. There's no way Donald Trump wears a girdle.
He's not walking around no damn girdle.
Reports say. Reports say.
Reports are full. Come on.
Like, come on now. And he looks like
he has a big suit on with that ridiculously large out of style jacket. There's no way he's wearing a girdle under it. That's why
we have one more. We gotta keep going. Here we go. Next one.
Heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will rip it to.
We'll rip it to.
I think he forgot what he was supposed to say at that moment.
He said enough. It's enough.
We'll rip it to.
Heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will rip it to.
I think he was quickening in the Holy Ghost and tongues got to falling. It sounded like a worship.
Honestly, he never even finished it, so I don't know what it was. I have no idea
what it was. What? Like he actually just gave up. Seriously.
He gave up. He literally gave up. Smart. Should Trump be concerned about his path to the White House?
I vary. So both of those brains, okay?
He did win the Supreme Court case, so he's not getting kicked off the ballot. So he will be eligible. He will be eligible. That's a start. But yeah, he's facing an uphill battle from here. He's got a lot.
Having that Supreme Court was the best thing he ever did for himself.
Smart, right?
While he was saying.
All right, you guys are ready for the scoop? Let's move on. Shout out to you, Cole. Shout out to Lincoln, by the way, for winning the CIAA championship this weekend. Absolutely. In Baltimore, Maryland. The men's basketball team, LU Lincoln Pride. Let's tell them why.
Hey,
1854, the first HBCU.
Come on, where's the energy? You guys suck.
The first. Going over there at
Cheney State.
Whatever that is. So we're not even going to dignify it. But the first.
We love our Cheney State brethren and sistren. And we will see you guys in the next segment. Time for Scoop.
Scoop, 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 scoop.
All right, guys. It was a very, 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 very busy break for us. We got some rest, but no one rested around us. We have a lot to catch up on. There are a lot of things that we not necessarily missed, but we didn't necessarily cover, right? Dex, do you want to go over your favorite thing that we didn't cover before we get to this montage that I have going on here?
I don't know. I don't think we cover Risa Tisa, and I don't think we did Cat Williams.
And we're not going to cover no Risa Tisa.
And Monique. Those are a couple of things that I think we might have missed out on.
And we ain't. But oh, Ty, let's go to you, Ty. Do you have anything that you were excited to talk about today that we haven't had a chance to cover?
I wouldn't necessarily say excited to talk about. I think that we missed a lot of important news for what's going on. One of my fellow Philadelphia natives has been being dragged through the mud. I actually didn't have an opportunity to catch up on the story. And so I just posed the question earlier. Why are they dragging Meek Mill through the mud?
Yeah. And you all said more of that later. I cannot wait to explain that.
You all said you'd explain later. I didn't have an opportunity to catch up on the X and to see why his name was trending there.
Oh, but hopefully, breaking news, Dex, your broad is Prego. Breaking news.
Eric, you're broad? Goodness.
Invasive. Bill, anything that you want to before we get to this montage?
I will wait because I too am that whole Cat Williams thing. And now
it was something else, wasn't it?
Rameek is not going to beat the allegations.
All right, here we go. Time for the things that we missed so far in 2020.
These big deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all.
This is the worst human being I've ever known. I don't know of another human being worse than Jason Whitlock.
Drake is pop to me in the sense that if I was in Target in Houston and I heard a Drake song, it feels like a lot of his music is compatible with shopping. So many products.
So many SKUs.
So many SKUs. Look at all these SKUs. Oh, so many products.
You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial.
I'm a very forgiving person. Not with him.
Oh, this bitch ass nigga Trey Songz is a bitch. Period. This nigga's a bitch, bro. Chris Brown the GOAT. You's a bitch, brother.
All right, everybody. I know that I'm dark, but I am Dominican, and I went on vacation, and I fell asleep in the sun. So everybody calm down. Tranquilito, suavecito, mi gente. Yeah.
You having an unnatural allegiance to losers is not like you.
And she said, well, I don't do business like Monique do business, and I'm glad I don't have that husband of hers. Tiffany, if you had a husband like mine, you may not have two DUIs.
Well, she's an angel. She's held me down like... Michael Carrera, you know? I'm so blessed.
He is the worst human being any of you will ever meet.
Because P. Diddy be wanting to party, and you gotta tell him no.
The last time we laid eyes on you, your mother got you everything you needed for the newborn baby about 3 years ago. You have the vehicle you're driving right now because of your mother.
Let me be very clear. How I man is none of your business.
She said, listen, my grandbaby called me and told me to watch this goddamn TikTok of your son. And I watched that shit. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I want to tell you something. I said, ma'am. She said, fuck that nigga.
I'm not gonna like, we're all not gonna like every joke, so, hey. But dag.
Hey, what's up, God damn it. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Steve coming to the Broke Skull Ranch. I got this, manual therapy.
You get within a mile of his presence. Wrap your arms around yourself to protect your soul. He is Cain.
I ain't worried about y'all, homie.
after throwing rocks at our photographer.
Some of you gonna go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you may get robbed. Some of you don't belong in the category. No, that was it. No, when I get nervous, I tell the truth.
Ricky Smiley and Gary, who I want to come sit right next to me in church. Y'all play too much. Evangelist Smiley, keep smiling, keep shining.
And now we're going 3 minutes here. Once you get on to 12 and 5, 4, 3, 2, down we go. God damn. Ha ha. Ha ha. Son of a bitch. Ha! 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 Oh, motherfucker!
DeBrad, I heard you. I ain't going out your nigga. You gonna? I mean, Miss Brad. If I say so, because I see your heart. You're beautiful. I saw your mom the other day. You took her face and went all about your life. Okay, just know that both of y'all are beautiful.
And look at that again.
Why don't you get your side and say hello to you? And you threatened to and punch me. Ready?
He is a piece of shit.
Hi. Talk anymore about Taylor's jacket. Oh, you know what? I do want to talk about Taylor's jacket. I mentioned in the...
You understand what I'm saying? You want me to call the cops on you right now, Kodak?
You know what I mean?
He is the worst, most despicable, lying, no good, fat ass human being I have ever known in my life.
Dead mama, on your dead, on your dead, on your dead mama. She said she lied on her dead mama, on her dead mama. Lied on her dead mama, lied on her lie. You peep, you fuck, your friend, bitch, you wild.
It's pretty clear that Nikki's fucked up. You can tell just by whatever keeps happening with Nikki's butt that she's fucked up right now. Because there's something very fucking wrong with the butt.
Oh, we missed a lot, guys. We missed a lot. We missed a whole lot.
That wasn't all.
You know what's crazy? That song, as terrible as it is, it gets like it was stuck in my head for a little bit.
Oh, lie!
Now I think it's gonna be back stuck in my head again.
What line?
Line.
All right. So with that, I have some my eyes are watering. With that, we have some fast passes to give out for the Bro Talk Live Awards 2024 because a lot of stuff has happened, right? So we're gonna give out a fast pass for one of three categories. Sorry, one person is going through in three categories so far. So far, 2024 Seat of the Year nominees. These are people who deserve a seat for the rest of the year. Jonathan Majors, Monique, Donald Trump, Nicki Minaj, Tyler Perry, Diddy, Meek Mill. Is anyone getting a automatic fast pass to the Bro Talk Award nominees?
Nicki Minaj.
Okay, so you're going with Nicki.
Okay, we all are.
She made a song about Megan Thee Stallion's dead mother. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Ashley said Nicki. Mickey. Eric said Diddy. Diddy, I think, deserves it as well. I think that's
the only reason why I wouldn't give Diddy a fast pass is because when he goes down, I don't want our show going down with him.
Okay, you don't give him anything. Okay, don't give him a thing. Okay,
no. We're gonna ease off of that and let him go down with his gasoline draws on his own.
Okay, do we agree on Nicki Minaj?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, yeah. Nicki Minaj is going through to pass to the 2024 Bro Talk Awards. She will be a nominee for Seat of the Year, Beef of the Year nominees. We have a lot of beef so far in the first 2 months of the year. It's been crazy. Cat Williams versus basically every comedian. Stephen A. Smith, as you saw there, versus Jason Whitlock. Mos Def versus Drake. Nicki Minaj versus Megan Thee Stallion. Shannon Sharp versus all the comedians as well, because now they're hopping on him. Pause. The Beehive versus country music. Monique versus her son, or Trump versus the law. Any of these deserve a fast pass?
I think we should hold off on beef only because like, we're only in March and we've and we've gotten all of these so far. Like I don't know, because think about it. If we give somebody beef right now, we're gonna be arguing come December.
We got a couple of responses in the chat. Ashley,
I think even Williams. In December, Cat Williams versus these comedians, Cat Williams is still one to hold pretty strong.
Also, I'm going to throw in Monique versus her son, and here's why. Her net husband of hers got up there and said, "The last time we saw you, we gave you everything for that baby 3 years ago." You ain't seen your kids in 3 years, Monique.
I mean, how much stuff does the baby need?
That's what daddy said.
Sweet daddy Grace, come on here.
Comedians, though. I mean, I do think it set the tone for the year, I guess.
Miss. All right, let's push Cat through. Cat Williams is going through Cat versus comedians for the fast pass for beef of the year. And last but not least, viral trend of the year was going up. You remember that naysayer thing in college football? Mm-hmm. That was at the very beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Netta and Charles, which are the new social media couple, I guess. The Stanley Cups, the Cam Newton fight, the Wonka exhibit, which happened this past weekend, the TD Jakes allegations, which I think some people still believe. Club Shay Shay with Cat Williams, Club Shay Shay with Monique.
Dumb people, I'm telling you, it's dumb people.
I think it's either the Club Shay Shays or Miss Netta and Charles, and I wouldn't actually put all three through. But
yeah, I'm sure all three of them will make it, but them people,
they should say we are doomed.
can we just put the Club Shay Shays?
The Club Shay Shays? Just the whole podcast like, as general? Maybe.
These Club Shay Shays is like a honesty box on Facebook circa 2008.
I'm telling you, but
Charles, your
lunch is ready. Like those people, they don't stop popping up.
They don't. I don't seek them out, they're always there. All right, I think let's see how Club Shay Shay goes for the rest of the year. I'm pretty sure Netta and Charles are going to be around by Christmas, so I think they're going to last. Let's go ahead and put Netta and Charles in there for now. Risa, what's her name?
Risa Tisa.
She put Reese, like Reese Cup. Reese Tisa, I made this list before I found out.
Jason doesn't want to talk about that. He said,
because I wasn't about to watch 50 pieces, so I don't know what happened.
Let me tell you something. It ain't worth 50 pieces. I got 10 in, and I was like, okay.
I'm not watching any TikTok. So Risa Tisa, or whatever the hell her name is, it's going to be a mystery to me. Y'all going to have to break this thing down to 2 minutes or less, because I don't know what the hell happened with her. Okay. So we're going to push through Netta and Charles for now. All right.
What is that Netta and not Miss Netta?
that's her stage name.
Yeah, well.
On to more serious matters. The Diddy allegations. Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs is facing serious allegations from music producer Rodney Jones Jr., a.k.a. Lil Rod, who filed a bombshell lawsuit against Diddy. He worked on his recent album, The Love Album, Off the Grid. He dropped the lawsuit in Manhattan, accusing Diddy of a laundry list of offenses, including sexual assault, grooming, and withholding proper payment for his work. According to the lawsuit, Jones lived with Diddy for months while working on the album, but things took a dark turn. He claims Diddy grabbed him without consent, forced him into sexual situations with prostitutes, and even tried to manipulate him into intimate encounters with other men, all while dangling promises of fame and fortune. But wait, there's more. Jones alleges that he was drugged at a party in Diddy's California mansion, waking up naked next to a sex worker. Some of the more noteworthy parts of the lawsuit for the general public include the following: allegations that Diddy's son, Christian Combs, drugged and sexually assaulted a woman, that Young Miami's cousin or assistant sexually assaulted him, and also that Cuba Gooding Jr. also just a random person.
A stray.
What's his name, Jason?
Cuba.
Why are you wheezing like that?
Jason, what's that boy's name?
You know, I always have trouble saying this. Why do you tease me? Cuba.
Cuba.
We gotta go.
Sorry, this is serious. This is a serious report. And that Cuba Gooding Jr. also harassed and sexually assaulted him. Stop making me laugh. It's not funny. I hate y'all so much. Also, reports rapper Redacted reference number 3 on Mr. Combs' yacht consorting with underage girls, sex workers, and R&B singer Redacted number 4 in Mr. Combs' Los Angeles homes consorting with underage girls and sex workers. But here's the gag. Reference number 3, he is a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj. Wonder who that could be.
Beanie Siegel.
4, he is a Grammy Award-winning R&B singer who had trouble with law enforcement after assaulting a Bayesian billionaire. I wonder how many Bayesian billionaires have been assaulted by an award-winning R&B singer. Who could that be?
I do want to tell y'all, I told y'all about that one that assaulted that Bayesian billionaire years ago. I told y'all. I'm just going to throw that out there. I told y'all years ago.
So he named without naming those two. And then this bit that had people more up in arms than the rest for whatever reason. Mr. Combs informed Mr. Jones that he had engaged in sexual intercourse with rapper, reference 5, Redacted, R&B singer, number 6, Redacted. And for some reason, they didn't redact Stevie J's name.
And Stevie J, Redacted, and Stevie J.
Because they know who he is already.
Because they didn't think we know who he is.
Who? The reference for number 5, he's a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj, so beans. Sorry, like we're not trying to get any lawsuits. It's not Beanie Siegel, guys. Not trying to get any lawsuits. He's a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj. Number 6, the R&B singer, performed at the Super Bowl and had a successful Vegas residency. And Stevie J, that's what we got. So Diddy apparently said he's had sexual intercourse with those three people. Shocking. Diddy's attorney, Sean Holly, clapped back, calling Jones a liar and denying the accusations. She's vowing to fight back against what she calls outlandish allegations in court. So Diddy's team is already on it, denying the allegations. One person who caught an unexpected stray in the lawsuit is the man who everyone just got finished cheering at the Super Bowl, Usher. Seems like after the Super Bowl, Usher took a trip to Bali to see a friend. And that's the friend.
Ooh! What did you mean? I was like, yeah.
Oh,
He's posed like, yes, I did it.
Look at them. Wait a minute. Look at them pupils.
More from the friend.
Beyonce is rolling over her cowboy hat. Like, what the hell is that?
I did not add that music. That music was directly from Russell Simmons' Instagram.
Why would you put that song?
He put the following caption. When I was at the lowest point in my life, I woke up in this.
I think you're reading that incorrectly. I think I think Rush might be. And then, but hey guys, what's up? I just want to say, when I was at my lowest point in my life, I woke up and this man was sitting in my bed. I had known Usher since he was a kid, but we really, really bonded because of
my bed. Hold on, you gotta read. He said, "In my bed, by my bed."
He was sitting in my bed, and I had known Usher since he was a kid, but we really, really, really bonded over hunting rabbits. Because of our mutual love for the self-discovery and our belief in yogic, not kojic, but yogic science.
as a direct route to realizing God's consciousness in ourselves. People remember to remember this. A friend walks in when others walk out. I will never forget the generosity of spirit I witnessed in this man. God bless you, baby. Usher, love you.
It was astounding. Limited fake Russell Simmons. I don't think I've ever heard a better Russell Simmons.
Wait, can we just pause real quick? He said, ooh, friends. What did he say? A friend walks in when others walk out. You realize people walked out on you because you were accused of sexual assault. It's not like you did. I can't.
Wow. Any thoughts on Ush and Russ? Or Rush?
Because you know, don't ship them.
Ush and Rush.
Don't put them in a relationship together. And why would you say, you know the allegations that are out there. Why would you say you woke up and I was standing next to your bed? What is wrong with you?
Sitting in my bed.
You should get on that plane and come home right now.
Well, yeah, Diddy, Russell Simmons, you know, Usher has a type, seems like. So, congratulations.
What's the type? Rich?
Abuse. Abusive.
Man who knew him when he was a child and groomed him.
Because that's Usher and warming. Look, and Usher and all the pictures smiling. Go home, stupid.
Go home, stupid.
All right, we gotta go. We got more show to go. Meek Mill, for his part, is taking it pretty hard. No pun intended.
His eyes are on the line.
Man, this ain't gonna make it into air.
Oh, Jesus. It all started when none other than our good friend, his good friend as well, DJ Academics, publicized Meek's involvement.
Not our good friend.
on a live stream. He publicized Meek's involvement in a lawsuit on a live stream. Here we go.
Yo, Meek. We were playing around with that Michael Rubin shit, but if you don't, you've been tweeting about everything on planet Earth. If you don't get a Twitter rant saying you about to get Lil Rod killed, you about to shoot up his block, blow his mama's house up, this nigga is saying that you and Diddy were fornicating. What the fuck? Meek!
Made Meek Mill, encouraged Meek Mill, preempted Meek Mill to then write 29 tweets in about 12 hours defending his honor. These are screen caps of all the tweets. We're not going to go through all of them, of course. Here are the three wildest that I thought, well, three of the four, because the one Dex has is the actual wildest, but I'm not posting that on the show.
Why won't you read that one? That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm not reading that one. But here we go. Every black blog site enhanced that post to make me seem gay. I changed laws for our people. I donate millions. They are designed to destroy the image of black leaders. It can't work with me, though. You got to really kill me, and I will still get bigger after death. This God, not me. LOL.
Lowercase God?
Seems dramatic.
Maybe little God had something to do with that. Because I tell you, big God ain't got nothing to do with this.
Big God. You know it. Big God. Big Lotto. Next tweet. Here we go. Andrew Tate decided to tweet Meek Mill. So P. Diddy was having sex with Meek Mill and Usher? Question mark. Meek Mill retweeted that. Was she sex trafficking women? The F wrong with you, Brody? So Meek Mill checking. Someone that says his name is Andrew Tate. That's probably not him, but maybe. We'll see. And last but not least, I'm from Philly. I like that part. I need you guys to verify this for me. Right. I'm from Philly. I don't do coke or freaky ass Molly. Nobody won't even offer me coke because I'm that heavy. No man or what? What's a what? That slang?
I couldn't tell you.
You ever approach me about gay activity and the whole place don't get flipped. Woke up, see this on every blog like they know I'm coming. LOL. He coming.
Mm. There are two things for me, right?
Mm. Rodney?
The first is...
I was very disappointed.
The very first is... What my grandmama used to tell me back in the day, hit dog a holler.
Okay. And he was hollering for 29 straight tweets.
The second thing is, you never actually vehemently denied it. All this tap dancing around and you never was like, never happened. Because that it's in them courts, and you had to get up there and testify about it.
Ethan, don't know how you come around me with gay activities, okay? Ty, did you appreciate Meek Mill's defense of himself?
I guess it's one of those things where, like, once people slap it on you, it really doesn't matter what you say.
What they do? What that? What they do?
Once people slap that label on you, so let me add you guys. You guys' minds are totally in the gutter. Also, I'd like to go on record saying that it actually is a shame that people are using homosexuality of people to degrade other people. Yes. I don't want to find myself getting swept up in such behavior because it's not right. There are people who are proudly homosexual, and we'd like to respect them. So I'm just going to go on record saying that if Meek Mill is not accused of, you know, the things that Diddy is accused of, like sexual assault and those things like that, then however he chooses to exercise his body is his personal, those are his personal affairs, and we're going to respect it.
Very well said, Ty. Excellent.
Wait, look, when Ty said there are people who choose to be homosexual and we respect them, in my mind, I said, in the month of June.
So we definitely not airing this one. That's what's happening.
Because this is what they think. People really only care about people in their months. Like this month, we care about women. Last month, we cared about Black people. Just one thing, real quick, for Meek Mill. I think it's odd that he went on this whole rant about not being sleeping with Diddy or whatever, but he never once addressed him being with underage women, which is
that's the whole thing. Yeah, he didn't care about that at all. Right. Exactly. He also got into a car accident, tweeted about that, said he is going to hire investigators to combat his name appearing in lawsuits, apparently. The downfall of the Black man for cyber attacks, he called them. Cyber attacks against Black artists and leaders.
Well, I know that's right. Rope yourself in there.
And he said he wants to be a citizen of Ghana, which would be hard if the new lifestyle that he's alleged to want to live. How worried should Meek be about the remainder of his career?
I don't think worried at all.
The album out, so I think he just put it out, actually.
That EP was fire. Yeah. Even though the first song was interestingly named Coming from the Bottom or Came from the Bottom.
I saw that. Like, once you look at all the songs in that EP with this viewpoint, like with this shade of lens over your eyes, they all do look very suspect.
What'd you look at it with a homophobic lens?
Yeah, you can say that.
Can I go on record and say this, what I've said for centuries? The entertainment industry is one of the most perverse industries in existence. Okay, the amount of people wearing other people out is ridiculous. And I think we should absolutely be concerned because Diddy is accused of sexual assault, right? So the overwhelming theme here is that a man is accused of being sexually assaulted. So I think we should be a little more ginger with his feelings.
He should stop getting on social media and doing this then. And then
I agree.
Diddy was out and about with his son to see his daughters cheerlead for a high school basketball game. He looked fine. No one attacked him.
No, he don't look fine. So because he's struggling.
The son looks like he's struggling. I'm not sure what's going on with Christian Combs.
Sunglasses on in the inside in public. Okay.
Crying his eyes out.
Crying them eyes out.
How do you guys feel? Is his legacy ruined forever? Absolutely. Is Diddy stained forever? Is it a wrap for Diddy?
Yeah.
It's always been. I mean, that
he's guilty.
Right, so is this a situation like R. Kelly's where we're in the club, we hear a Diddy song, and we're like, turn it off?
Wow. Okay. Have you ever heard Diddy's song?
What did you say, Dex? Who is that?
I mean, for y'all, of course, like, it's a wrap. For me, I would be like, oh my God, I can't believe they planned this.
If they're playing Diddy song with the Notorious B.I.G., I can't help you all. Unfortunately, I am going to have to continue to play that. However, those projects he did after that, I'm with you all.
Diddy literally just had an album nominated for a Grammy. Like, he literally just put an album out and it was nominated for a Grammy. Like,
who wrote that one?
And he changed his name to Love. Remember? Imagine if people had been calling him Love during this whole lawsuit.
I have a serious question. You all listening to Diddy albums?
I heard that last one was pretty okay. I listened to it one time through, just, you know, my job. But
yeah. The albums he's produced far outweigh the albums he made himself.
Well,
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay.
It's a lot. It's very feature heavy.
Like maybe like
in the same respect as DJ Khaled's albums are made.
But I haven't really listened since that.
Yeah, in the same respect that DJ Khaled makes albums, it's like that type of thing for Diddy.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Rap on his own. Very feature heavy. I mean, he speaks, but like Kurt Franklin.
He speaks, but.
Okay. So Diddy is, I guess, on the highway to hell. Should we boycott All Things Bad Boy? Is that a little too drastic for now? We're going to wait to hear.
We should have been boycotting All Things Bad Boy because he was stealing up their money.
That's very true. And Aubrey O'Day was on the No Jumper podcast talking about how, you know, she had to sign an NDA basically that said she could never speak about Diddy or anything
else. She didn't sign it.
To get her
master's. You know what's funny? Just real quick about Aubrey. She didn't sign the NDA and she said like a bunch of other people did it and she didn't, but she said like nobody can speak about him. And she always brings this stuff up, but she literally never says anything about him. I think she knows that Diddy has done bad stuff, but he's never done anything to her. Like she never has anything to say.
And it is not the same issue like with R. Kelly. It's not a secret. Those people that are in this industry know these people by their works. And nobody has said anything until now. So, like, it's the same exact... Like, the man called himself the Pied Piper of R&B in the 90s. You knew the story of the Pied Piper. The Pied Piper was in that little sewer collecting up kids.
Yeah, but the music was...
he was telling us the whole time.
The entire time he was saying it right to your face. Oh, I love little kids. Oh, I love them. I'm collecting them in my sewer.
Yeah, like Michael Jackson.
Okay, slow your roll.
Exactly. Watch out.
Okay.
Be careful.
Okay.
Yeah, guys.
Be very, very careful.
Now because, we're on the line.
Because Mike actually went through court allegations and proceedings and they recanted
them cases.
The reality is there are people that spoke out about Michael Jackson because he owned half of Sony and Sony wanted the half of their catalog.
You know, read them.
When he went to buy NBC. Okay.
We got to move on to Wendy Williams.
Two of them are not the same. They just sold Michael Jackson's half of Sony.
We're already late.
Back to Diddy. Sony for $1.2 billion.
Are we wishing Diddy the best of luck or no?
Absolutely not.
Okay, there we go.
Wendy is one of the most radically honest storytellers, you know, in the history of media. And why would this documentary not echo, you know, that incredible legacy of openness?
We started out with a very different idea of what we were going to do. We thought we were going to film Wendy, you know, a woman who's 58 at a real turning point in her life. You know, we thought we would film her embarking on a new career with podcast, you know, doing a podcast, perhaps finding, you know, after recovering from a very difficult divorce, all these things, sort of the next chapter of a middle-aged woman and what that would look like. And once we started filming, it really went into a very different direction. And we did not know at all that she had dementia.
Something we all learned over the break is what's actually wrong with Wendy Williams. She's been diagnosed with aphasia and frontotemporal dementia, her care team announced over the winter break. Aphasia can manifest in various forms, including difficulty understanding or producing language. It's not a cognitive disorder, but it can significantly impact communication. Treatment can enhance communication skills, but a complete recovery is unlikely for persistent symptoms. As for frontal temporal dementia, its progression varies with an average life expectancy of 13 years. Sadly, there's currently no cure, but research continues to explore more options. The recent Lifetime documentary, Where is Wendy Williams, that aired over two nights last weekend, shed light on the tumultuous journey of the former talk show queen. Just days before the documentary was set to air, Wendy's court-appointed guardian filed a lawsuit against Lifetime's parent company in a bid to block the film's release. However, the courts ruled in favor of airing the documentary, citing the First Amendment, and that allowed the network to air things like this.
Wendy, would you want to go to the Oscars?
Oscars?
Yeah. This weekend?
What's Oscars? Well, the award show. Would you want to go to an award show and walk the red carpet?
Yeah.
Oh, you would? Okay. Okay.
I want to wear this.
No, you wouldn't be able to wear that, though. You would have to be, like, glammed up in, like, in a dress. Like, after evening wear. We would have to probably go shopping, because I don't think you packed anything like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you packed.
No.
No. Okay.
Very sad. Wendy's publicist told NBC that she felt that Wendy was being exploited and that she thought Lifetime would focus more on the comeback of her career, adding that Wendy would be mortified if she knew what Lifetime did with the documentary. How do you guys feel? Is this exploitive? And will that determine whether or not you watch the documentary? And does Wendy deserve better? What do you guys think?
Wendy, so it felt exploitive. Exploitative,
yeah, you said it right.
Okay, I had to work that out in my brain. I had a
you got it
niche moment. It felt exploitative watching those people get up there and talk about, she's an open storyteller. Y'all listen to Wendy Williams at all? Y'all got open storyteller from that, and then y'all watched her on television and y'all saw her struggle, and y'all got open storyteller from that. No, you saw a black woman who was down on her luck and probably vultures around her who needed that money because that TV money dried up, and so y'all took advantage of her. You were in. How many times has Wendy Williams been on the Oscars in the last 30 years? She's never been to the Oscars. So for you to ask her that, knowing that dementia is eating that brain up, why would you ask that? She ain't been to the Oscars no time before. Now all of a sudden she's going to the Oscars.
Well, that was her. That was her team that asked her that. Like that wasn't the problem. Even...
Those people around her are vultures.
Okay. Dex, a lot of people were saying that, you know, this is karma for Wendy Williams, as she was someone who often, you know, illuminated people, the areas of people's lives that they didn't necessarily want made public as part of her job. How do you feel like, you know, this is gone for her? Is it karmic? Is it something that she deserves better on, or, you know, should she be protected?
I think it's an interesting thing that is something that people jump into saying. I will say, I think that we've progressed a lot as a culture, and I think we realize, like, there's things that are wrong with people. It really is. There are things that are wrong with people. And I like it that so many of us, like what Will just said, like, it's like, this is not okay. I don't like this. This is exploitive. Like, this is not fun to look at. I liked it because, like, I remember us as a culture laughing at Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson, and then these people die, and then it's like, oh, I'm so sorry that they died or whatever. And it's like, no, like, you should have been a better person. And I do like that so many of us were better people when it came to this Wendy Williams documentary. I didn't watch it. I won't watch it. And I like that people are against it. I think this is a good thing. I do think it's good to put it out there, though, just because, like, the people around her need to be exposed, and we need to see this kind of stuff, that people are doing this. So, like, I'm not mad at them for putting it out, but it's just not for me to watch.
Ty, I'm sure you are going to watch it, but how do you feel about how they're shining the light on Wendy Williams and her new state?
Yeah, I kind of feel the same as everybody else. I don't like they're selling the narrative that she would have wanted you to see this. I don't think any person would want you to see them at their worst.
Yes.
I think anybody who spent their life in front of the camera spends their time crafting a very specific image, and the image that you've seen over the years is what she quote unquote wanted you to see. I don't think the stuff that these people, I guess as William is doing, put out in their little documentary is what she would have wanted you to see. I think when she agreed to that, it was probably what they thought they were filming. When they gave you the introduction of what they thought they were filming, because that's what she wanted you to see.
Right.
And that what time. You actually filmed was not what she wanted you to see, but that's what you put out because that's what you knew would make you money. So that's what you did with that. She's an open book. Who wanted you to see that? Like, that's bullshit, and we all know it.
Yep, 100%.
And I haven't gotten around to it, and probably won't. The clips were bad enough. I don't know. I don't want to celebrate anybody's worst.
Same way. I'm a Wendy Williams fan, and especially from the radio side, more than the TV side. But I'm not watching that either. Like, it's just too sad. So we wish Wendy Williams, can we all agree, the absolute best, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Get well, Wendy. Time for Q&A. I got a question. I got a question.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It is time for Q&A, the part of the show where you Q, we do our level best A.
That's right. All right, Q&A today. Here we go. Let's see what people have settled on today for us. Title of it is...
While this loads up, I do want to say you have done one hell of a job on these graphics, as usual. Oh, my word. So tonight's topic will be love or money. Is she genuine? How do I know? I've hit a rough patch in my relationship. I've noticed unusual Cash App deposits on my bank statements.
Uh-oh.
Got me thinking that my girlfriend might be transferring money from my account. I'm supportive of her and her child, but I'm worried she's taking advantage of my generosity. When I bring up my concerns, she avoids the topic, heightening my suspicions. I want to trust her, but this situation has me questioning the authenticity of our connection. I'm Donald Trump out here tonight. How can I address these doubts without causing a rift? And how do I figure out if she is genuine?
Ooh, I would say unlink your bank account from your Cash App.
I know that's number one.
And have her try to do that again. And if she asks you about your bank account, then you know it was her who did it.
Also, get rid of Cash App.
In 2024?
In life.
Why? What's wrong with Cash App? I use Zelle because it's connected to my bank. Yeah, but
I know most people use Zelle, Venmo. Don't use Cash App.
What are you trying to say?
I mean, a certain type of people use it. Cash App is for a certain type of people.
Okay, I mean, I know some type of people might watch our show. You know, we appeal to a wide base of people.
Well, stop.
Who find the advantages of Cash App.
I don't know. I'm not saying
solution.
I get that y'all be lonely out here and everything. So I am sympathetic to that. But I'm not sitting up with somebody who I like got to look over my shoulder, seeing if they steal in, seeing if they link in. I got to take care of her. You emphasize her babies. I guess you ain't got one. She do. And then you can't even trust her. You think she's stealing your money. You're looking over your shoulder. You're scared to address her when she's taking up your shit. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what type of relationship is this? Like, I'm not sitting up in a relationship with somebody like that that I can't trust. I say, if you can't trust her, go ahead and cut your losses and move on.
Eric says she's sending money to her baby daddy in jail.
You know what she's doing. Like, you know, you are goddamn, you're not that ugly, bro. Fix yourself up, get your hair cut. If you went bald, grow the facial hair out, do what you gotta do and get back on the market. Dude, this is not worth it.
Not worth it.
I'm going to round up our advice with a little African proverb.
Oh, okay, Africa.
Okay. Come on. If you give somebody too much too soon, they'll What's fall in name? Love with your hand, not your heart.
Okay. I like that.
Whatever that means.
Okay.
For more advice, hit us up. Right, Bill?
You need more. Come on over to www.brotalklive.com/bing questions. Jason? So press record and let you film me.
All right, time for clips. You like that, Dex? You like that one?
I know I better get a new intro.
Well, you better come up with a new segment. How about that? How about that? Okay. All right, this category is scary. Scary. Category scary today. You guys need to let me know which clip moves on from the category of scary. Here we go.
Slow down. Break. What were you doing? Trying to hit the cop? Holy crap. Heart attack. Why weren't you stopping? Yeah, stop!
The boy ain't say a word. He's just silent.
Mum's the word.
Mum is the word.
Sometimes you be that wrong. Just silent. You in the wrong. No defending.
You think he was pushing? You think he was pushing his foot into that passenger side floor?
No, you know he's stomping on that damn carpet over there.
Mashing that thing down. Break!
His footprint is hard. That carpet over there.
One more time.
Slow down. Break!
You can see his foot. You can see.
You heard him. You heard it.
Actually, he's pretty nice because I would have been worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Much worse.
You would have been going off.
That's some gentle parenting right there.
Gentle. You would be like, what the F? They wouldn't have been able to air yours on the broken life.
We'd have put the car in park. Get out. I'm switching. We switching sides from now.
Right now. Done. You're done. All right, the next one happens in a jungle safari.
You can move when you're up in the plane. Heck you.
I knew it. We cannot finish.
Why would you punch that lady in the back like this?
What would you say fuck me for? Like, what? Why you push me?
What'd I do?
I'm actually sick of that trend.
Of what? Safari? Jungle safaris?
No, I love a good safari. But these folks hanging out where the gorillas live?
No, I'm not sick of that. Stay up there. Do the lions next.
The reason I'm sick of it is because ain't nothing happening fast enough.
People playing with animals like that is just so bizarre to me. Like, I understand a safari where you're in a car and whatever, but when you're up close and personal, like my friend Ash to be walking the lions and stuff like that. Like,
Ashley did be walking some lions.
You could be walking lions all the time.
Ash, she be walking lions.
She do. She be walking lions, feeding giraffes. She be doing all kinds of stuff.
I can feed. I can do a good giraffe.
I'm having none. Lion camels. I'm away from them people, and them people staying away from me.
Swimming with dolphins.
I'm not swimming with no porpoises. Absolutely not.
All right, clip number three. Well, hell.
The craziest part, when he unbuckled that seatbelt, he's like, where am I falling at?
They're not going to believe it.
They're going to believe
it. I'm so wheezy behind this because you know Amazon sent another truck out there.
Oh, immediately. You gotta get that stuff out there.
Yeah, that train hit the back of his car. And he looked in the rearview mirror. He said, oh, not again. Like that.
It's my first day on the job.
Not again. Like, what? Like, what are you talking about? That was wild. And I did not believe he even died.
I better get that little notification, your package on the way. Meanwhile, your package is getting
you get that delay. And you get that delay, so your package is going to be an extra day. That's why.
And the wildest part about it, like, that happened to that man, and if any of our packages was on there, we would be mad at him.
Oh, I wouldn't say. I don't know that was my package that was on there. I actually got one last week talking about it's going to be a day late. I was pissed. It's
probably that man.
All right, and last but not least, clip four.
Just fire!
fired. I'm hit. What? I'm not. In the car.
Yeah, I was shot.
In the car. Oh. I'm good. I feel weird, but I'm good. I'm good. I might have hit my vest.
So they did an investigation, found out an acorn dropped on his police car.
That man started playing Call of Duty on the street because I'm like, I don't understand what's happening. Nothing happened to you.
So then he said he was shot, but he wasn't?
Yes. Yes, there was no one shooting. A literal acorn fell out of the tree onto the roof of his car, and he thought it was a gunshot. And that's what
I promise
died.
You this though. You wouldn't
did
get
he
that
shoot anyone else?
No one got shot. No one.
Who was he shooting at?
The wind. The acorn.
So wait a minute. Hold up. You did all that firing. You emptied the mag and loaded up a new clip and ain't hit nobody.
Emptied the clip.
Ain't even hit nobody.
Ain't hit a soul.
So then what at the end when the person was screaming and yelling, what was she hollering for?
She was scared.
She was screaming like somebody was
wearing out the neighborhood.
Wearing out the neighborhood.
I have so much. There's so
you've got to be on something.
It's gotta be. So, which clip moves on? Breaking Bad, which is the father who couldn't break, the truck train wreck, Gorillas Gone Wild, or the Nut Ass Cop.
D. Anything that got to do with cops is always scary. But you got this one out here scared of an acorn?
Scared of a nut. He a nut ass cop.
It's nut.
Thanks, you like that?
You did there.
Absolutely D. All right. So D is moving on.
That's something crazy.
It is crazy. I'll forward it to you guys after the show.
He was spinning around on the ground and whatnot. Rolling
around. I think I've been hit. You did all that. You think you got shot? Like,
who is he talking to?
His cop friend.
Because ain't nobody respond up in that radio.
Nobody saying anything.
Nobody said a word.
This guy, the person he was shooting at.
I feel weird. Are you bleeding? No.
I think I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm behind somebody's Tesla. Like, you don't get behind my Tesla? Get out of here. It's
I think I'm okay. Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, and if you want to shoot out, don't crawl behind my car. Go behind your car.
An acorn. If you don't believe us, hit us up at Bro Talk Live on Twitter or X, I should say. We'll post a story right after the show. Insane story. So, Nut Ass Cop is the first video and clip of the year for the Bro Talk Live Awards 2023. It is now, 2024. It is now time to wrap up the show with seats.
Hey, everybody. I thought surely we'd get a BS report today. I guess I wasn't paying attention. My bad. But does anyone have
Dex wanted to do a seats because he wasn't prepared? So,
it's
actually the opposite. I'm overly prepared. I'm overly prepared because how do you guys not have seats and it's been 3 months?
because like I'm a man of peace and I've been trying to live.
I got quite a few seats.
So I do want you all to express yourselves. Hopefully I can direct you to get the help you need.
I actually do have a seat. I just had to find it because I started writing them down on my notes.
That was a good idea.
I hate that too.
Do you have one, Dex? You want to go?
I do. I have two, actually. So my first, when we first got on break, I took a trip to Florida and I took, and this is a seat for me, I took Frontier Airlines, right? And it was the
most. Yuck.
Yes. Guys, and because you know it's Florida, so I'm like, oh, it's like, I did fly first class. I feel like I flew Frontier first class, which to me, and that was the first seat though. Because when I got in there, I was just like, they didn't ask me what I wanted to eat, which is kind of bizarre to me. But because usually when I first class, they said, like, what dinner option do you want to get? They didn't ask, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe they were a little busy. I get in there, and they were like, oh, like the only thing that's first class for you guys here is the fact that you get to sit in the front, the first seat as soon as you get on the plane. So it's not first class. Then as I get on the plane, the very first thing that there's a little girl on there and she's like, they're like, oh, do you want to meet the pilot? And they're like, oh yeah. So she goes to meet the pilot. And I was like, oh, they should have asked me if I wanted to meet the pilot. Like, she was mad. So why is she good to meet the pilot? So then it was like,
hold on, what would you say to the pilot? I just want to know.
Hey, let me get a picture with you. Whatever. So then I'm gonna be quick with this one because my other seat is
a dude. You smell the alcohol in his breath and be ready.
There was no alcohol or nothing like that. And first off, they had pushed my flight back the night before anyway. So I'm like, okay, so it was already late. So the little girl comes and is like, do you have any questions for the pilot? She goes, what if we crash? And y'all, it really pissed me off because like, why would you ask? Go sit down. So anyway, she goes to sit down or whatever, deep in the back, deep.
Oh,
goes to sit down or whatever. And then maybe 5 minutes later, they make us get off the plane. Like they deboard the plane, and I was like, that little stupid girl. It's her fault because she shouldn't have sat there. Yo, long story short, this was 1 o'clock that this whole thing happened, where the flight was originally supposed to take off at 11. It's just 1 o'clock now. We didn't get boarded to get back onto another flight until like 7 o'clock at night. Then I get to Florida. My car reservations are messed up. The whole thing was a mess. And Frontier gave me $25 to say thank you. $25. That's their thank you. So Frontier deserves this.
$25. My God.
Yes. And I was like, y'all can keep this. I'm never flying Frontier again. Don't even worry about it. Now my next seat. So I teased earlier today that I have a little beef going on. Like personally don't really like to have a lot of drama in my life, and like lately for the past 2 months I've been dealing with some very serious like drama. So basically I have my new neighbors. Jason, do you have my picture ready?
You ready?
My new neighbors, they just moved in recently, and I'm, you know, I work from home, so I'm sitting in my living room minding my business, and I see something on my balcony. I'm like, what is that? I look over and there's a cat on my balcony. What the hell? Ooh. And I was like, wait, I don't do cats, y'all. I do not like cats. So I'm sitting down or whatever, and I'm like, okay, this is weird. So then later on that night, like whatever, like I'm telling my wife about it, and I'm like, I feel crazy because like I didn't take a picture, so I can't prove that this cat was there. And then later on that night, the cat popped up again. And she saw it, and she went to the neighbor's house and was like, hey, do you guys have a cat? And they were like, yeah. And then she was like, oh, it's on my balcony. And then they were like, oh, is that a problem? Yes, that's a problem.
Is that a problem?
So she was like, yeah, my husband doesn't like cats. So, like, we, you know, can you keep the cat off the balcony? Guys, this is 2 months ago.
Is this that a problem? It's crazy to me. Like,
this
what?
This picture was taken last Saturday. This conversation happened 2 months ago, y'all. I put these little pellet balls out there. They're supposed to keep the cat away. I saw the cat walk on my balcony and look at the balls and just keep moving on by this business.
Spray that cat.
So spray then I got this repellent, and I sprayed the repellent outside. And it was away for like 2 days or so. And then it rained. And next thing I know, Monday, that cat was back on my balcony. And then, yeah, y'all, Saturday night, I looked and I was like, what is going on? And I turned like the light on, and the cat was sitting there. This picture was taken Saturday night. Yeah, I screamed so loud. I was like, that's the like, I can't take this anymore. And you know what the cat was doing? Just looking at me. He didn't even care. So
I plan to bleach my balcony. I'm going to pour bleach all up
still the wrong liquid. Wrong liquid.
What am I supposed to get? Ammonia?
No. What? You know that gasoline?
Gasoline?
You throw a match at him?
Attention.
But the thing is, y'all, like, I'm trying here.
That cat will never come back. Will never come back to your house.
You better know
ever it. Again.
Yeah,
you I was running the whole complex down over that.
Yeah, I will. At this point, I'm ready to. Like,
it's just throw him off the balcony.
I don't want to touch it.
He's gonna land on his feet. It don't make no sense. You gotta throw
a cat against the wall. He won't come back.
No, you gotta throw a cat up against the wall. You can't be throwing it like.
Jason ain't lying. I know Jason lived a ghetto life because you only know.
But also, yeah, I live on the third floor. So this cat is knocked down. Like, it may not live.
It's gonna live unless you throw it up against the wall.
What are they doing? Like, leaving their back door open, just letting the cat get some fresh air?
It's weird because I never realized how close our balconies actually are to each other.
You got power animals. You come see me, okay?
I literally witnessed the cat climb through their gate to climb onto my gate, and I'm like looking at it, and he looked at me, and I'm like, oh, this is not gonna work out. Like,
it's not abuse. It's not abuse because that's not my cat. So that cat needs to know. It's a warning.
Number two.
It is a warning to the cat.
Fatima shouldn't even have to explain herself. Get your raggedy cat off my property.
You're right.
Get your cat.
I think, is that a problem? Is so funny to me.
Wait, say that again?
Is that a problem? Is so funny to me.
That's what I swear to God. He said, oh, is it a problem? I would be telling you that your cat is on my balcony.
Why would we be sharing a cat?
and also, like, if my screen door was open on my balcony, that thing would walk in my house. And then you're going in the
wouldn't walk out, that's for sure.
And yeah, for sure you're not walking out. You're going in the mic if you walk in here.
I'll let the police on you and tell you stole a cat.
But I'm telling you, if I were to do something, like, that is what's going to happen. It's going to get escalated. And I know that they know that I've been spraying out there, because now when I see them, they put their head down.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got to hear more about this story.
Dex, let me.
I got the solution.
Huh? I know you. I wish I had a church in here. We got the answer.
I've dealt with cats since I was 6 years old. I know all about cats. Okay.
And how many teardrops do you have for cats, Jason?
Yeah. Right. One. Good question.
We lost one of the cats. By accident? She was a roof climber. All right, I got a seat. Dex, you got another seat?
No, seat? I'm done. That's it.
All right. Actually, I don't have a seat. Go ahead. go ahead, Bill.
So the last time we met, I had a little run-in with
me.
Lately, the weather has not been man worthy.
The poo-shiesties.
So all the little poo shiesties and all little man sharing clothes have sort of been taking up other hobbies.
Ah, productive still, hobbies?
Absolutely. No, they've been selling out of Lululemon. That's what they've been doing.
Robbing out of Lululemon. The issue I have now is all of those people who drive 600 miles an hour, swerving in and out of traffic, bobbing and weaving to still end up at the same stop sign and red light as me.
They be stopping at red lights?
And Jason, they get caught every time. You must live on Henry Avenue, because that's what they be doing up here. Let me interrupt your seat real quick. The wildest thing in the world is, like, on Henry Avenue, they do exactly what Will just said. They, like, bob and weave and stuff like that. And people still run across the street at DeLisandro's, and they get hit, like, by cars every single day. Like, it's like Frogger out here. These motherfuckers just getting mowed down on a daily basis.
They seen that in about two lanes on Henry Avenue.
It was like, what's the video game? What's it called?
Frogger. They've been running across the street and just being knocked out. Like, every other day, it's like somebody's dead on the news. And be like, at this point, don't even put no flowers down there. Why are y'all running across the street like this? Are you stupid?
The whole sidewalk is just full of flowers. Like, that is terrible.
Build a garden right there.
Could you imagine waiting in the long line for a cheesesteak and then running across the street and getting hit?
Now you dead hungry.
Now you can't get your diet. Because they're shut down.
I'll be mad. I have a greasy ass cheesesteak, and that's it. Wasn't worth it. And they don't even sell French fries.
And they don't sell
French fries. You got 4 cents for your family, but you eat yours in the car.
And just real quick, they don't have an ATM. They don't take. They only take cash, right? So there's like an ATM there, but then there's an ATM across the street. And sometimes people be running across the street to use the ATM machine to give you it back.
They don't make it back. That's terrible. They don't make it back. Steve gonna say dead hungry.
To have a cheesesteak and potato chips. And that's what you get.
Now you a cheesesteak.
I'm laughing at so many people's misfortunes tonight. It's awful.
I can live that now. I know people was dying right there.
With that little can of ginger ale.
But you ain't say dying. You were saying just getting hit.
Sorry, Wes.
Death by Delta.
You are absolutely right. I play golf down the street there, and I be hearing scrap. I'm on the third hole trying to hit.
You know what's crazy? It's like schools and everything right there. People do not care. It's like ridiculous. It's only two lanes too, but you would think it was like this major highway.
So actually, I'm going to amend my seat to those people, to those persons ripping and running across the street like they can beat the traffic. You can't. You're going to die hungry and poor because that money flying in the air.
You see one of them Nissan Altimas coming, you just stay put.
Exactly. The Nissan Altimas.
Well, let me tell you something. It's plenty of packs of lashes driving up and down Henry Avenue. Okay, so be forewarned. plenty of them.
Well, all right.
Nice to start the show and end the show at the same time. This is our last episode, guys. So we hope you enjoyed Girl Talk Live.
We had dreams for this season. Apparently, it's not going to happen. Shout out to everyone who tuned in tonight. We really appreciate you guys starting us off with a bang, a very captive crowd. We loved it tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you follow us at Bro Talk Live. We'll be posting clips from this week's show. And we'll also be posting it on our podcast channels, wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, and the like. Do you guys have any shout outs that you would like to give to the good people who have watched tonight?
Thank you guys for watching. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. You guys have been
absolutely
awesome.
Also, it costs you $0 to share.
Absolutely, yes. Just do the share button, hit the share button for us so that we can get exposed to more people, and maybe I they will like doing. It as well.
Y'all be sniggling and giggling, and y'all don't want to share your best kept secret. Let the world sniggle and giggle with us, okay?
Exactly, because then we'll be on your network television station, and then all that stuff. So, we haven't made you pay for 10 years now, so we're now about to start making you pay now. All we gotta do, 10 years? Jesus. All you gotta do is share it, and we can reach our desired people. All right. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't subscribed already so you don't miss any of the action. BroTalkLive.com for everything. For Dex, for Ty, for Bill. This has been another edition. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We will see you guys, hopefully, next week. Peace out.